where you want it to go. Yeah, and then you find
doesn't feel like it, Brock. It feels like there's a ghost moving your hands. I'm serious.
Did you do it by yourself? Or did you do it with... You did it by yourself. Okay, so you got no one else to blame but yourself.
I've done it both ways.
Yeah. No, you're moving it yourself. That's all it is. No ghost.
I don't think so, Brock. I really don't.
You don't believe you don't believe in ghosts, so why...
I didn't say it was ghosts. There's some other science into it, but when you put your hands on the damn thing, it definitely moves.
There's no science to the Ouija board. You're probably just... It just goes wherever the lean is on the table. If you got a wobbly leg, that's where it's leaning to.
It's not what's going on, because it goes back and forth, moron. That's why it has a yes and a no. I'm serious. You should try one.
I'm not trying a Ouija board because...
Why?
Because
you're scared.
No, because
you're scared.
Because they're stupid. There's nothing to it. Ouija boards are BS, man. All right.
You won't even watch a scary movie, and I'm trying to get you to do a Ouija board. God. Fat chance.
Just when I think you couldn't get any dumber, you go on with this Ouija board crap.
Let's go to the haunted house, then. Let's do something scary, for God's sakes.
Scary is this morning show, the fact that we're still on, for God's sakes. Anyway, I digress. Folks, we got to get to it. It's time for your WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in a biz.
What's up, Katie?
What's up?
Well, this story definitely goes to show that no good deed goes unpunished. Or, I guess, no ill-advised meth-induced good deed goes unpunished, that is. There's a 29-year-old guy in China, and earlier this month, he got super high on meth and decided to make it rain. He started throwing cash out of the window of his apartment on the 30th floor to the people who were commuting to work below. That caused a major traffic jam as people got out of their cars and ran through the streets to try and collect the money. The guy was arrested on drug charges. I don't know if the judges can be like, all right, look, I know you were like just super high on meth, but hindsight, you did give away a bunch of money to people. So, you know.
It kind of evens itself out a little bit there. I don't know. Usually meth dealers are doing a lot worse things.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. You know,
meth users, I should say.
Yeah, this guy could have, you know, stolen a truck and went on a cross-country road trip while high on meth, but instead he decided to, you know, give to the needy.
And don't people run like full-blown face first into like windows and stuff, just turn into zombies? This guy's not too bad.
No.
He's like the Joker in the first Batman throwing money out into the street.
Out of all the meth heads I know, this seems to be the nicest meth head out there. You know, it's making it rain.
A giving meth head. It's like Santa, but without the meth.
Is it methed out Santa? Is that what it is?
He's too fat to be all methed out, bro.
Skinny methed out Santa just making it rain. I love it. I love it. So there you go. All you meth heads out there listening, just take note that there is nice things you can do while super high on meth. Just
there you go.
Out of your gourd on meth. Just start throwing money and your prison sentence will be a little bit lighter. All right, that's your WTF.